Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, I was just transferred from customer service to you because apparently you need to do the rest of the refund for me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's pull up your account that she sent over for us, please. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Vivian Pareto.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Is a good address 720 Cornwall Circle, Sugar Grove, Illinois? Thank you. It will take just a moment for the account to load for me. Our computers are running a little slow today. I'm sorry about
Okay.
that, ma'am.
That's all right. My phone is doing the same thing.
I tell you. It's coming, I promise. I'm so sorry it's so slow. Here we go.
That's okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So let's see exactly what I said.
499.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see it was for, I see the $5.45 and the $6.45 for the, I can't pronounce that, Luna Active, ma'am. Luna Active. Okay, yes, ma'am, and I see that, and then I do see the $4.99 is basically express shipping, but you didn't want that.
No, I don't.
Do you, did, okay, she didn't really tell me what's going on, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, she said you called in to cancel your trial, and you wanted a
Yes.
refund back for the $4.99 for the express shipping?
Well, for all of it. And she gave me the first two. She only gave me 50% back, which I don't know why. But she said she could only do two refunds and that you would have to do the third one of the $4.99.
All right, yes, ma'am. I'm going to be honest. She didn't issue any refunds, and we can't issue a refund for shipping and handling on a product once it's been shipped. So she didn't issue a refund because it doesn't allow it, so it didn't go through.
Why did she say that?
I have no idea. I am not. I see who it is and what she said, but we can definitely not issue a refund for shipping and handling whatsoever once the product has been shipped out.
I have no information that it has been shipped out. I have no receipts. It took me an hour to find you guys.
All right,
So
yes,
I
ma'am,
think.
but they don't allow us to issue refunds for shipping and handling. When she said she issued it, it declined them because our computer doesn't even let us. Because that's what we pay the
So
post office. No,
she didn't
ma'am.
refund any of my money.
She tried and it said failed and did not go through
Well,
because
that's not
there's
what
no
she
way to
told
refund
me.
it. Yes, ma'am, I do apologize. I'm not sure if she's new or what, but that's non-refundable charges for those products once they have shipped out. But she did cancel your account. Let's make sure your account was canceled, but we can't issue a refund on the shipping and handling whatsoever.
All right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I could try to help you with today, please?
I'd like to know what is going on.
Okay, when you say what is going on,
I
I guess
had
you
these.
spoke to a new employee and she didn't give you the correct information.
She lied.
Yes, and
She
she
told
did
me
try
that
to issue them, but they did not
no,
go through.
she told me she did. It went through. Give me time. I'll get the next one. It went through.
No,
I've
ma'am.
refunded this amount, this amount. And my supervisor has to refund the $4.99. That's what she told me.
Yes,
She
ma'am.
lied.
She gave you some incorrect information. I'm sorry, but no refund went through because they're non-refundable for the shipping and handling. But let me see what I can do since you were told you could get a refund back. And since she did tell you that, I'm going to honor it, okay? So let's go ahead and do that. Since she did give you bad information, that's not your fault. So let me go ahead and... Yes, ma'am. And I do see in the note, she said also, so we're going to honor it because she did tell you. And I do see where she attempted to give you 50% back of your shipping and handling, which I don't even know where that came from. But let's go ahead and do this. Since she told you you could have your refunds back and I was able, and she told you that I could issue the others, we're going to go ahead and give you your full refunds, ma'am. If you receive the products in the mail, they're going to be yours to keep. We might be able to stop it. We might not. So if they come, you don't have to worry about calling us back. You can throw them away, give them to a friend or family member, whatever you see fit.
Okay. All
and
right.
I'm sorry
Thank
about that.
So
but let's make sure this process, what I'm going to do to make sure, see, the computer system doesn't let me refund it, but what I'm doing, that way you'll know, and I'm going to put in the notes, I am sending this over to my supervisor, and I am letting her know exactly what went on here and the reason that I need her to make this special request and do this when we usually can't. That way she'll know, and I'm going to put everything in the notes real quick. So the first refund is $4.99, $6.45, and then $5.45.
Right.
So let's make sure I get that. I'm going to have to give her a brief explanation real quick, which me and you have already gone over. I just want her to know, and that way she won't have to message me, and then I'll say, oh, no, I can't remember. So we're going to put everything in detail here for us.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So that $4.99, $6.45, and $5.45. All three of these refunds will be back in the account in the next 3 to 5 business days. I do see she has your account canceled, which is good news. I do want to let you know if they might not all come back at the same time. You will have them all back by Tuesday at the latest. There will be no further charges. Did she give you a confirmation number, ma'am?
No, she didn't. I was going to ask you for that.
Yes, ma'am. The confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 2,
okay.
6,
3, 2, 7, 8, 7, 8, 8, 5, 8, 5, 7, 7, okay, got it, and what was your name again?
Oh, it was Crystal.
Crystal, okay. Thank you so much for helping me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm sorry that happened, but if she tells you something, we're going to go by that because it wasn't your fault that she gave you some wrong information, but I do have you totally canceled in those 3 charges refunded, ma'am, and I'm sorry.
Okay, great. I wanted to tell you something since you're a supervisor. I was on site and I looked up the terms and conditions, and that's what made me decide to cancel. But I only canceled after I tried to call the phone number that you have in your terms and conditions, and it said it was not working.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I get it. So they have the wrong phone number on the website. Okay.
Yes,
thank you
do.
For letting me know.
You know, I'm thinking this time of year, there are so many issues with people, you know.
You are absolutely right. You can never be too safe.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, Crystal. I appreciate your help.
Oh, yes,
you have a really nice holiday.
Oh, you too, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service and working with me. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks for calling customer service.